Hello, hello, Brew Chatters. I'm Tanner, and here we find ourselves again, back for another episode of the Brew Chat Podcast. This Friday, Wicked Weed's going to be down at Riverside Wine & Spirits slinging their awesomely delicious ales, and there's going to be a chicken cock tasting. And no, not actual chicken cock. I believe it's a whiskey. I believe they said it's delicious, and at the very least, it'll be interesting. Get down there and try it. You guessed it, at 4 to 6. And then Saturday at that same time, there's going to be a wine tasting, so make sure you get down there and check that out as well if you're into wine. Anyway, this week we've got Dave Hanna, a local Chattanooga comic who runs the open mic at Moccasin Bend Brewing Company on Wednesdays, and we've got an old friend of mine, Jimmy Sal, joins us. He's an actor, comic, and battle rapper, and like I said, we've known each other for quite some time. Quite some time, actually. So we catch up a bit, we try not to talk about Avengers Infinity War, and we drink a few beers that we've had on here before. We've got some new ones, we've got some old ones, but they're all delicious. They were all very tasty beers. So, I'm going to shut this thing up. Let's punch it. Here's episode 138 of the Brew Chat Podcast. All right, there's our fade out. Here we are.
Woo!
Yeah. At episode 138 of the Brew Chat Podcast, here with Jimmy Sal and Dave Hanna.
Nice. Man. Nailed the name.
You got it, right? Yeah. He just like he knew you. It was amazing.
Yeah.
How you guys doing though?
I feel like I'm in a goddamn spaceship.
That intro. That's how I like it to
that
feel.
That intro cool, music. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Like I feel like you're like Han. You know what I mean? I'm like Chewie, and we're just zooming through space.
Well, I've fucked around before with putting... I don't do it too much because I don't want to get in trouble. And yep. I feel like I could get into some copyright trouble. But I've put little clips of them being like, Chewy, punch it! And things like that beforehand. But I don't want to... I don't do it too often.
Yeah, I could get down with that.
That's... One of my favorite ones I've put in there is Doc Brown saying, when this thing gets up to 88 miles an hour, we're going to see some serious shit. I think that one may be my favorite. But
that's classic.
So yeah, I'm gonna open one of these beers here. Are you done taking pictures, Jared?
Oh yeah, good.
Jared's back with us for this episode.
Hey guys,
what's up, Jared?
Jared,
welcome to the party, Jared.
Nice to meet you.
I'm happy to be at the party, guys.
I'm very happy.
Yeah, it's a good party.
Yeah, I'm super excited.
So like I just kind of grabbed some beers. I asked you, Jimmy, what you like to drink, and
I'm not like the biggest beer dude. Yeah, I like a good beer, but I'm just not like the expert.
I'm a large beer drinker, but I'm not very well versed in anything. I just enjoy drinking. So
Dave drinks all the time.
Do you have a preference though?
Do I have a preference? This is all like beer wise.
Yeah,
definitely like IPAs. IPAs are where it's just good. Like goes with a burger. I don't know.
There you go.
The they do. Yeah,
they beer. Do. They do.
What is this that I'm drinking again?
Well, Dave should like this. It's a session IPA.
Hey.
This is from Distill.
Oh wait. You have a different one. Yeah, you have the Ballast Point.
Yeah, the one you're holding right there is the Ballast Point. That's our sipping beer.
That's the Mango Even Keel Session IPA.
Oh.
Yeah, we usually have a sipping beer each week just to kind of cleanse our palates. Usually something kind of just...
Ooh, just right okay. there. Yeah.
Neutral.
This is 3.8%, so you can drink it and not get stupid. Yeah.
And this other one's...
We don't want to get stupid, right?
I mean, we definitely have gotten stupid before. Happens. It happens. I mean... You do you.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'll do me. I had two beers before I recorded this show, so.
Dave's that's like, true. Challenge
throwing
accepted.
A lot of privilege.
Yeah, we pre-gamed a little, so.
So, but yeah, anyway, this is the Soundboard Session IPA, part of the Deadhead IPA series, I guess, for the Grateful Dead, from Distill Brewing.
I mean, it would have to be, right?
From Normal, Illinois. It is 4.3 alcohol by volume, 25 IBUs. And it does have flavor text here. It says, our Deadhead IPA series melds the strong vibe of music we love with the beer we love to drink, elevating both into a higher state of consciousness. Our Soundboard Session IPA is a melody of Citra and Simcoe hops, playing off light but balanced malt for a sublimely mixed beer that is sessionable and blissful music to all the senses. Cheers.
That's, Do you think it tastes musical? Have you tasted it yet?
I mean, that's a pretty big promise to put down.
Is this it? Is it what's in the little cups?
Yeah, that's what's in the little cups.
Okay, I'll tell you.
Yeah, that's the taster
cups. Let's find out.
It is easy to drink.
It is a little musical, too. Yeah, I'm
dude, honestly,
a musical?
I taste the music. I'm not.
Yeah,
it's I'm a little. Just, it's a little.
It kind of dances. It kind of dances in your mouth a little bit.
It's like a jam band in a cup.
It's right. Got a little slight cat pissiness in there.
Oh, does it? I didn't catch.
I thought that was beer. I thought that was.
Well, no, specifically, it's like, it would be the Simcoe hops.
Beer has a lot
that's
of.
Those, yeah, that would give you the cat piss.
The super hop
situation, yeah.
Beer has a lot of really shitty sounding flavors that would normally be bad, but are actually good.
Is cat piss a good flavor in beer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
it can be.
Yeah. Like in this case, I would say it's a good thing.
Are there any beers that are.
It's not always.
Are there any beers that are like exclusively cat piss? Can I get.
Yeah, they can overdo it. I've talked about this a lot, and listeners probably get tired of me saying it, but
nice.
The Wiseacre Boom Slang, it tastes like the like, you know that taste if you buy a pool float and you start blowing it up?
Oh yeah.
That rubbery taste.
Yeah.
It tastes just like that. And that's an instance where that flavor is a little overdone in that beer.
We had another one recently that
and it's done like that on purpose.
Way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause now when you said it with whatever the last one had, it was I noticed it too.
Mm-hmm.
So I know exactly what you're talking about now.
See, I'm going to turn you up a little bit, Jared.
All right. Well, I can just do this a little more. That might
help.
Turn him up in my headphones.
You do you. I'll just turn you up.
I can do this.
Yeah. No, you're fine now.
Is it nice?
You just needed some gain.
Why didn't Jared have headphones?
He forgot his.
I left mine at home. I got a new cord.
Classic Jared.
No. Here's what happened. So it was cutting in and out on this headphone thing here. And so I thought that naturally it was the cable because it was an old shitty cable, I guess. So I got a new cable and I have it at home and my headphones are at home because I can't use them without the cable over here anyway. But it wasn't my headphone cable. It's either the jack or one of these adapters.
Oh shit. Okay.
So I should just have them here anyway.
Yeah. And Brew Chat's not flush here. We need to buy some headphones, but we're not flush here.
You got like stuff on the wall. That's pretty flush.
No, this is
flush.
Yeah, but this is like my home though. Word. As far as Brew Chat, I'd have to like financially keep them separate.
My bar of flush is very low.
Does Tanner ever mention like that he lives in a castle? Is that because I never heard it before.
Yeah.
Like, you would see him in the street and go, but then when you see him in the castle, you're like, he fits in with the castle. It's he just hung out the castle window and yelled at me
organic.
And Dave when we were walking up, right? And he's just out the castle window just like, hey! And we're like, I look up and it's just like, I couldn't think of like a more perfect person to be hanging out of a castle window. Like, if that's how I could describe Tanner.
I think the hat and the glasses play a big role and you just have like a castle aesthetic about you.
A castle aesthetic? But it's kind of a German castle.
It's got a lot of earth tones.
So if I reached out, I feel like I should be yelling like this.
Yeah.
You know, it's a very Austrian sort of.
Does like this.
Hello, sir. Hello,
it's
kids.
Like
hello, Fräulein.
A Dutch village.
I do. You know.
Like, I feel like I'm about to see like Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
shit.
Turning the corner.
I'm down for
right?
That.
Oh, yeah, I'm please. I wish.
No, I like this spot, though. I've been in here 4 years now, and it's a good
have
spot.
Have you ever seen Belle?
No, but it's entertaining because I've got a good view at this window.
Yeah.
And I can watch everybody pull in, and you'll hear a car pull in at like 3 a.m. and you're like, they're drunk. Like, that's why they're here at 3 a.m.
That's when the show begins.
And you just get that like stumble out of the car where they just throw the car door. They don't shut it, they throw it in the direction of the vehicle to shut it, and they don't, and it still didn't shut because just the momentum wasn't headed the right way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it hits the seatbelt and makes that clangy sound.
Oh,
that like
that's such an awful
that sound.
Oh, we got soundboard? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
You had a slide whistle on that thing? I was kind of hoping for a slide whistle.
Big
I should have brought
slide whistle
slide
fans
whistle.
Over here.
Trying to start like a slide whistle.
What's funny though is I was telling Jared this right before we were recording. But the big wooden door that's down there has a knocker on it. Mm-hmm. And I've had people come over and they call me. They're like, hey, man, I'm at your front door. I'm knocking. And nobody's coming. And it's like, who comes here? And it's like, wow.
It's like some old lady keeps looking out the
window. He lives in this. I'm like, it's a cool building. And it, but it's massive for one. I mean, it's like Wayne Manor for one person.
Is your middle floor a paintball place? Is Tanner blank check?
Like, I just if I had a situation like that, I would have all the floors basically be the exact same, so I could just like sort of
once you made one dirty,
just, yeah, yeah, and just move to the next
down
one.
Your pole,
yeah, to move the to the next floor. One while that one's getting cleaned, and then the next one when it's dirty, it's getting cleaned. I move to the next one. I just have this constant rotating apartment.
And Jared is just the one that has to clean.
Oh, all screw that!
Each floor.
I don't know about all that.
You're his Alfred.
No, he's way more than Alfred.
Alfred,
you're putting Alfred down right
now. Alfred's an important character. Alfred,
he is, and not just that, he's also a badass.
That's true.
Alfred,
I just thought of something.
Green Beret.
Google Alfred badass moment.
But did he's badass in that Gotham show?
Yeah,
he's a total badass in that. I watched the first season, and then it got a little off the rails.
They lost me at season one.
They go real comic book, which I like. If you just have to see it for what it is, you have to suspend the disbelief.
Oh, I'm down with that, but it gets a little ridiculous.
It's because it's a soap opera.
Yeah, it's essentially George Clooney Batman, like down to the wire. Like
the Joker was in a coma the whole time.
Yeah, that was.
He'll never wake up. Season.
I do like the sort of the. The world that they built with that show,
yeah, great world.
Where they have cell phones, but they're typing up all their shit on typewriters. And there's a really, you can't really pin it to, it takes kind of all the coolest
things
of a lot of different eras and mixes them all together. So you can't really pin it. It can't be in the 70s. It can't be in the 80s. It could be now because they've got cell phones, but it's weird. And I really like how they do that.
Well, Gotham's
kind of like Archer.
Right. Yeah. Gotham's always had that sort of gothic feel. Mm-hmm. Or that's not the actual
and that's type the of
is it? Yeah, I don't remember if that's the actual type of construction, but yeah, that style.
Yeah,
it's always been that sort of thing. Like not really old timey, but yeah, using typewriters and having old lamps and stuff like
it's
that.
The vibe.
Yeah,
like you might go back and watch, and there's not a typewriter in there. It's just the vibe is so there should be a typewriter there. You know,
it could be. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you only watched one season, you know what I mean? That seems like a jam.
Those seasons are long.
Yeah. I'm just a nerd. I'm not caught up. I'm not that nerdy like some nerds. I've only watched
some nerds are.
Do you watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
No, I can't get into Agents
of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, I
sign out on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah,
everybody, that first season of that show, I was telling Jared last night, but I'll give you the pitch here. The first season of that, they were really trying to find themselves. And trying to figure out what was up. And it was like, do we want to be kind of goofy and funny? Do we want to be serious? And they were finding themselves. And so then as it goes on, they do find themselves. And like season three or four, I can't remember, they move them up to a later time slot so they can be crazier. Okay. And they bring in Ghost Rider.
That's
they've got all sorts of cool shit that comes
out. Someone told me, they're like, if you're going to watch, just start with Ghost Rider. No, like
I tell people to skip the first season.
Yeah.
Like, even though it is cool, they had such a great tie-in with the Winter Soldier when it came out in theaters. Mm. Is like they gave you one episode. It was like episode 16 of season one or something. And you're supposed to watch that and then go to the theater and see Captain America Winter Soldier and then come back and watch episode 17.
It's an X-Files move.
I love right. Entertainment where you have to crack the code. That's like like Cloverfield.
Yeah.
Like,
dude, we were obsessed with Cloverfield.
Dude, that was our shit for like the long, man.
Did you watch that new one that got put on a?
Yeah, dude, I've seen them all.
Yeah,
like, I liked it.
I liked it too. I thought it was a good sci-fi movie.
The truth is, it wasn't meant to be a Cloverfield movie.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, well, they nailed. You know, they did a good job.
Yeah, he found a way to work that clay.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah,
that's even more impressive in a way. Like, hey, here's some stuff. Turn that into a Cloverfield.
Here's some
movie.
Trash. Make it work.
Done.
Yeah.
Done. 2 days shooting. Done.
2 days shooting. Like,
give me some spacesuits. Just find some.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's did use you, the same did, basic
did you,
set.
Did you ever see? Fuck! I just blanked. Never mind.
The other Cloverfield movie or?
No, it had nothing to do. That's what it was. It had nothing to do with what we were talking about. So
nice.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just like, that was a cool show. Did you see my web series? Like, that's not a move. I don't know.
Ooh, that was great.
It takes a while to get used to transitions. We weren't very good at them for a minute. Right. We'd have to call them out. We'd be like, so speaking of transitions,
right,
we'll move on to something else. So your web series?
Yeah, no, it's just, it's been a while since me and Tanner like caught up, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. the thing that I yeah. do as Jimmy Sowell is I force people to like hear about like all of my like past.
That's true, man.
Yeah, for like I'll YouTube you to hell. Like if you get stuck yeah. with me in like a place with a computer, like
you run. Two more
on a
1v1?
Yeah.
On a 1v, yeah, don't let me get you 1v1.
Yeah, but yeah, now, no. Yeah, we hadn't seen each other for a bit. Ran into each other open mic the other night at JJ's.
Yep, yep.
And then saw each other at once a month.
Yeah, dude, you started popping up all over the place in my life, man. It's super cool. It's like, oh, shit.
No, it's always, I always think it's neat when I've got people, because we used to hang out a lot back in the day.
Dude, all the time.
I always think it's neat when, because you get so busy as you get older.
Yeah.
I'm doing my thing, and then it comes to find out, it's like, whoa, me and this dude that used to hang out a lot, cross circles.
Right, yeah.
That's awesome.
Circle crossing, okay. Man. It's how you don't cross the streams unless it's like friendship. You know, that's the one thing that breaks the rule.
I'll cross streams
with a friend. Yeah, right. I mean, yeah.
Yeah,
transition. Talk about peeing with your butt. Yeah,
right. I've got a crazy story like that friends. Too, actually.
Where you're peeing with a friend at the same time. it's a friendship crossover. I have some good stories about peeing with my bros.
I have one about crazy crossovers.
Oh snap.
My current girlfriend, I found out, lived in the same general area in Maryland, Virginia, DC, that whole area. And there was a family, I was working in Northern Virginia at the Lego store, and there was a family of albinos that would come in.
Like a whole family?
A whole family.
Is that
two
like
parents,
common?
Three kids, is all albino. It is not it is not common.
They were aliens.
At all.
It's not common. Never mind.
That's probably super insensitive to all of our albino listeners.
Well, but it was definitely not a common thing. So anyway, I was telling Heather about this, and she was like, I know that fucking family. I've seen them around.
Was she angry about it?
No. They were okay. Yeah, like one of them was kind of a jackass, but you know,
I mean, that's
they
just
were all right. They were just, yeah.
Move.
Yeah, right? You know,
somebody's got to suck. You can't have like five cool people.
Yeah, no. You got to have the different dynamics.
That's why we only have four here today.
Exactly.
You can't have five.
Five's a family.
How many people did you have during Natasha and Grace's interview?
Two, but we can have five.
Snap.
Extra mic.
That's, man, they're ready for anything.
We're prepped for anything
here,
around here.
Yeah, here at Boom
like,
Chat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is our 138th episode. We're prepped for anything.
Yeah.
Me and Dave, we wanted to be prepped for this interview. So we were talking about like, we should prepare some stuff. We prepared a bunch of physical bits for you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. For the podcasting world. Yeah,
for the
two guys with faces for radio do skits.
No, so we're just gonna. Here's a couple of them. You guys just watch, and this is. Right, guys? Did you? Because it was such a good bit. If you can see it, it's a real.
Yeah, I'm.
I got it.
I'm probably gonna cut that.
Yeah. Oh man. So yeah, we were really prepared.
No, I honestly, I usually do prepare. I didn't prepare just because I know you.
Nice. Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I usually do. I've got this tome here that I'll write shit out on.
Right.
I usually have headphones.
Yeah, he's usually got headphones, all that good stuff.
I love it, man.
But let's taste this second beer. There's another IPA.
All right. Is this the...
Man, this is
the Saffron Mantra? IPA from Mantra.
That's a good one.
It's one of my favorite beers. Mantra's great.
Say it one more time.
Mantra.
No, the first part.
Saffron IPA.
Saffron IPA.
It's supposed to taste like saffron? Is that the...
It definitely
it kind of...
Like
it's got
it.
A little bit of a Pine Sol-y thing going on.
You know what? All these beers, like, they got like a real... Like, marketing's like a big part of this. Mm-hmm. Like... These all have like really distinctive vibes. Like they're trying to tell you so much with the can here. Like this is.
Yeah. You know what's interesting is how many beers go to taste like cleaning products.
Get up on that mic.
Holy shit.
You know what's interesting is how a lot of alcoholic beverages shoot for a cleaning project or cleaning product taste.
But it's not bad. Back to what we were talking about like weird the taste that beers can have.
The
like
cat piss.
Okay. No, that,
yeah,
that,
there's a lot of flavors you can describe a beer as that sound that would be negative in any other context. As far as beer, if you say it, beer people know what you mean. Like cat right. piss is Simcoe yeah. hops. Like, you know, they know what you mean. I've not figured out what that rubbery thing is yet, but we had, I keep talking about that one and I wish I could remember what it was. But the one that tasted like a goddamn horse barn. You could taste grass. You could taste grain in there. You could taste hay.
And a little bit of shit.
Yeah.
Dude.
A little bit of shit in there?
A little bit of shit.
What's the name for shit?
I just want to say right now, like, I like this beer.
It's good.
Like, it's good,
I want to know more about it because this is, like, this one right here, whatever type of beer this is, the mango even keel
from Ballast. They can't do much wrong, but this is a session IPA, so it's gonna be a little light.
But I guess what I'm saying is what I don't like in beers is, you know how this it stays in your mouth,
mm-hmm.
like it doesn't leave for a little while. There's a tingle. There's that, like, you know what I mean. This doesn't have that to me. This is like smoother because I'm not big on that tang.
Yeah.
You know, that like harsh tang that a lot of those beers have. It does. It's like a negative. And this right here though is like so smooth. It doesn't really have that like mm-hmm. tang. It's like molasses. You know what I mean?
It is really smooth.
But without being dark, like, I guess molasses isn't dark. Yeah, I don't know much about molasses, but this is a good beer.
Like malts can bring out a sort of molasses-y sort of taste.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good robe drinking beer. Like, I'd drink
this. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That might have something to do with the glass, though.
I mean, a little bit, but also it's just feels like good bath time beer. Like, I'm going to...
A bath time beer.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know what you're talking about.
I call those power beers.
Yeah.
I'll drink a beer in the shower.
Yeah, shower beer.
Yeah.
I think specifically a bath, though, for this one. Though.
Right? No, yeah. I could.
I'd see maybe...
It's hard to think of a bath as comfortable because I've never seen a bath that I could fit comfortably.
That's true. You're a lot bigger.
Has to be like, you'd have to be in a rich, like, you got a castle, so there's probably a great bathtub.
No, my bathtub sucks here.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's terrible.
That's rough.
It's too small for me.
I was thinking it was like one of those like bath jacuzzis. It's like
one of those like with claw feet.
Yeah.
Right.
That's you could die in because it's too deep.
Dude, I want to get a shower like that's just the big circles right above you. That's what I
like. A rain shower?
Like a rain shower. But then on the way down, there's like eight other faucets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what
I
mean?
And they like shoot out from the sides. I was talking about that the other day.
So you're just never, you never have cold back?
And it would use a ton of water and just hang up a map of Africa
right next
to the shower.
Yeah. No, I thought about that. But see, because to afford showers that dope, you have to be really rich, right? So I just figure out some way, and I'm gross like this, I could probably not care too much, just reuse the water for each shower.
Yeah, fuck
it. I have a filtration system.
There you go. Bam. Just Tony Stark that bitch.
Exactly.
Changing the future.
Yeah, it's easy. Just Tony Stark it.
Hey, he had a filtration system in a suit, so.
There you go.
Did he?
Have you guys seen Infinity War?
Yeah, he's not, so we can't talk about it, but I have.
I got to come back for just an exclusive. Yeah. There's some beer today. Also, we're talking about Infinity War.
You can come back after he's seen it and help us talk about Infinity War.
Tell
me when you go see it. I might ride with you.
All right.
I told him I'd be down to go see it again.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either.
Still got to see it.
All right.
It's good.
But yeah, dude.
My thing with it is like, holy fuck, these crazy sons of bitches did it.
Right? They did it, dude.
They did it. Everybody says they did it.
Yeah.
Everybody says they did it. I really want to see it done.
How many records did they break? Like they broke.
They've
like got
they broke the box office.
Yeah, the biggest box office of all time, and it's not even opened in China yet.
That's what. Yeah. It sucks because I wanted Black Panther to hold it because you know.
Mm. Yeah.
But yeah, you want to be on the right side.
Yeah.
I mean, Black Panther's in it. So it's like. Same difference.
They pull black. It was great. It was great.
Yeah.
Black Panther.
Let's move on, though. I don't want something to slip out here.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Let's talk about
oh, my God.
Move on. Because I do really. I mean, I'm busting at the seams to talk about this movie.
Say this beer again.
Saffron IPA from Mantra Brewing Company.
Ooh, when you burp, you get that saffron.
Which is in Nashville. And let me see that can. It's got some flavor text on it.
Okay.
And we didn't read about the can here. It is sitting at 55 IBUs.
Okay.
What does that mean for the non?
Yeah, they're international bitterness units.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it tells you how bitter the beer is.
Internationally, that's a unit too?
International.
Like, they're like,
interesting.
Give or take, that's what it means.
And it's 15.5 Plato OG.
Yeah. Oh shit!
Original Gravity.
Original Gravity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right, the original Gravity is the percentage of wort, or the percentage of sugar in the wort before fermentation. So before the beer is fermented, the wort is the sugary stuff that you use to make the beer. You add yeast to it, and it eats the sugars and turns the sugars into alcohol. Right. And the more sugar there is, the more the yeast can eat, and the more they can turn into more alcohol.
So yeast is
so the
like,
higher original gravity, the more alcohol there's usually going to be.
Yeast is like Jesus.
What?
And that he yeah.
I don't know where you're going with that. Like,
I don't know. He's turning the water into wine.
Okay. Okay.
Yeast is, all right.
Yeah. It's a stretch, but I'll give it to you. It's
okay.
Yeah, he's right.
I got it.
But yeah, so it's
like Jesus.
7.2% ABV. And then it's got some flavor text here that I will read if I can move us. Price tag. The landscape of beer is going through an existential crisis of hops. As brewers, we're charged with upgrading our mental schematic and embracing flavor, not bludgeoning it. Saffron is the most delicate of spices. Awakening the scaffolding of the mind. That's a good line.
That's a really
good line.
That is.
Somebody got stoned as fuck and wrote this. When artfully woven together with Citra hops, this beer's subtle yet bold flavor resets the self, showing the paradox of creative discipline.
Tanner, I'm going to cut you a reel. we're going to get this money.
No, I love these because it's just pontification. That's right? All that is, but I love it. We call that flavor text.
I love
trademark pending.
I like flavor text.
It could have fooled me. I thought
because it does. Term. Yeah. It does kind of. It is an official term.
Nice.
Yeah, we made it.
Yeah.
Hey. All right.
I mean, it's bullshit. It's just a bullshit paragraph that people throw on the side of their cans. But it does. It kind of. A good flavor text job is to sort of set you in a frame of mind.
It awakens you to an experience.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like you're drinking a book.
Gets you a little hard.
But it does. You know, it tells you what's inside.
It should have a little engorgement in there with it.
It definitely does.
You know what I mean?
Your first beer.
Get a little something going.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, you pick out a couple buzzwords, citra hops, saffron, and hops, just stuff like that. And then just like write the rest around it and make it look pretty with little flowers and flourishing.
Yeah, let me see that. What was that good line on there? I like. What was that again?
An existential. I thought crisis.
An existential crisis of hops. Yeah, charged with upgrading our mental schematic and embracing our. Wait, you're saying awakening the scaffolding of the mind.
Yes, that is such a good line. That's just like such a bullshit, but like real deep sounding line.
Showing the paradox.
That's
of
like something
discipline.
Like one of those. Promo like self-help speakers would say, it's like, come $500, come to my retreat and open the scaffolding of your mind. And he's up there, he's got one of those like Britney Spears headset microphones, and he's telling you how to open the scaffolding of your mind, and he holds his hands like this as he talks to you. You know, the audience can't see I'm holding my hands, but it's like
he's holding his hands. I'll confirm.
Dude, that is where he's keeping his hands on his
thumbs. You guys know what I'm doing. Like, if anybody that's seen a self-help guru knows exactly how I'm holding my hands. But yeah, what do you guys think of this beer?
I'm still on the boat, man. It's awesome, man.
So, Dave, you like IPAs. What is your main squeeze, Jimmy?
See, that's it. Whatever this beer is. What is it? Is this
this is an IPA.
This is an IPA.
Hey.
Yeah.
We got an IPA.
What are the other choices? Like, what do you, I don't know what.
What do we have here?
This is going to be
way different.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I love this beer. This is one of my all-time favorite beers.
Yeah,
we do have
all IPAs today.
And then we've So just to give you an example, well, that's an IPA. The Dayblazer is not an IPA. I think it's just a light ale.
The Dayblazer.
Yeah, did you keep the Dayblazer? Like. It tasted like
easygoing.
It tasted
ale.
Like a blazing day. Like,
see, I'll get one of those so we can taste it.
Just gentle. You know what I mean? Like, it was a real gentle beer. Treated me good.
I think we've had this one on here before. This is the Sauvage Brett.
Oh, we have.
Ale.
That's why I grabbed it.
Yeah, with Galaxy Hops.
What the fuck are Galaxy Hops?
They're grown on the moon.
It will open the scaffolding of your goddamn mind.
Is that real?
It is real.
I was about to say, like, what do you call beer made on the moon earlier?
Galaxy.
Galaxy.
How do they grow it on the moon? I don't know. Are you fucking with us?
Terraforming.
Who's terraforming on the moon to get these hops?
Brewers.
I'm getting fed a line, right?
This is a bit, right?
This is a bit.
This is a bit.
This is a bit. Man, I fell for the bit. Damn it. I can't believe I fell for that bit.
You never saw The Martian? Dude, that's what he's up there doing.
He had me for a second.
Yeah. No, they're just called galaxy hops. And they're grown on the moon. This is batch number 3 of this
trademark
beer.
Pending.
Is that good? You want to get like an early batch or a
late
batch?
I don't know, actually. I don't remember what the other one was. It probably said.
Okay, this one I'm pouring here last minute. This is New Belgium's Dayblazer Easygoing Ale.
Oh, late.
I just to give Jimmy a taste of something different than an IPA, because we happen to grab all IPAs. What is that? What is this Sauvage there?
A Brett Pale Ale with galaxy hops from the moon.
So that's a little different. Mm-hmm. Even though technically an IPA is a pale ale.
This is a Brett Pale Ale.
The reason IPA is so hoppy is just like, and it's India, is because that's what they use to keep the beer fresh as they transported it way back in the day.
So this isn't an IPA what I'm drinking right now?
Mm-mm. No, this is an ale.
I like ale. I like, it's...
An IPA is an ale.
That's great.
Yeah, it's still, but an IPA is still an ale.
This is a light ale.
Yeah, this is a light ale. And they've gone really easy on the hops here.
New Belgium Dayblazer Easygoing Ale.
It's cozy, right? Like
that's nice.
You could ride on a Razor scooter in the backyard and drink to this. Like, right? This is a real
cozy. I could jump into a fold table with this.
Yeah, it's really easy to drink. There's not very many hops in here.
I love this notebook you have over here.
Oh yeah, it's a joke book.
The kitten notebook. That, fuck yeah,
it's a joke book. This my girl got me this, and she was like, "It's got kittens and pink on it.
They look very very comfortable."
As a joke, and I was like, "No, this is amazing. This is my book now."
Yeah, quite cozy.
So it is. Yeah, it's wonderful. Yeah. I like kittens. Big kitten.
I mean, how can you not?
Right. I mean, who does? A monster. Monsters don't like kittens. Dave, you got something you want to say, man?
Yeah, fuck cats. Full grown, baby size, I don't care. Get them out of my face. Nah, they're okay. I don't know, cat. Yeah, they're all right. They're all right. I don't know. I don't know. Like, I like a medium sized dog, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's real hard. It's a coin toss. Medium sized dog.
I like a big dog.
I do like a fat ass dog if I can get my hands on one.
Yeah. I like a like a white German shepherd.
I want a
like
husky. I've always wanted
one. Oh, me too. Something or a St. Bernard. I want something that's going to take like massive shit. It's going to be difficult
Yeah, it's a good point.
I want to have to get a shovel to clean my house. Like, ooh. I want a challenge.
That's a very good point.
That's what the second floor is for. That's where my dog shits. Floor.
Oh my God, not even kidding, dude. I had guy I used to hang out with, this redneck guy. He had this cabin on the backside of Signal he lived in. It was about the size of this apartment. He was too lazy to take his dogs out, which he's in the middle of nowhere. All he's got to do is open his door. Yeah. He just dedicated his spare room as a dog room.
No.
That's pretty cool.
And there, no, it's not because his whole house smelled terrible. Okay. They shit, they piss in there. They tore apart a mattress that was laying in there on the floor. It was a huge mess. It smelled. And then eventually one of them went into heat. And had babies in there.
Jesus.
I don't know, man. It kind of sounds like you're describing my room right now. Just a little bit.
So you went into heat and had babies in the room?
I mean, I go into heat in my room all the time. I'm pretty consistently in heat, if we're going to be honest about it. Yeah, that's right. Take your time. Really think on it. Think about me.
Dude, where did all of our bar keys go?
People have been stealing them. I bet Natasha stole them. Her drunk ass.
Yeah.
Now, what is a bar key? Fill me in on this one.
Something
too.
You can use to open a fucking beer.
We had several laying around here.
Yeah, there we go.
That'll do. Dave delivers with a bottle opener.
This one may explode.
Oh, really?
Just be warned. It may explode. Yeah, let me grab the bucket.
That's pretty dope.
I'll go over some of this just in case. All right.
Hit us.
This is the Sauvage Brett Pale Ale with Galaxy Hops. The wild side of pale, Sauvage is rebirth pale ale fermented with the Dirty Dozen Brett blend. Brett is Brettanomyces. It's a type of yeast. It's a yeast strain.
I thought Brett Pale Ale was a wrestler, honestly.
Brett Pale Ale. Ooh, that's a good wrestler.
He's hitting you with the IPA?
Dirty Dozen Brett blend, and it tells you ECY34 is the blend. Entirely in French oak barrels. Resulting in woody and earthy notes. Finally, Sauvage is finished with not one but two encores of dry hopping. Dry hopping is when you put hops in
Okay, all right, okay.
I dry hop all the time.
Okay, okay, that's fine, okay.
I'm like the king of dry hopping.
Because of the high level of aroma hopping, this beer is best enjoyed fresh in good company while getting a little wild. 5% ABV.
I like the guy in the corner.
Yeah, he's got like star
he's
shades.
He's rocking
on
the shit out of the sunglasses.
Yeah. And then it also says here, Sauvage Street is named for the wild swamp and Native American campgrounds that initially occupied the area during European development.
Yeah.
Though it has long since, there's more. Though it has long since been tamed and developed for 2 weeks every spring, Sauvage Street is transformed back into the wild heart of the city, acting as the main entrance to Jazz Fest. Nice. You can hear it beat out loud. If you know what I mean.
Did it just like drop a name? And it's like
Jazz Fest.
Jazz Fest.
Name drop Jazz Fest.
Yeah, Jazz Fest.
Yeah, because NOLA. It's NOLA Brewing Company.
Yep.
Jazz Fest is kind of a BFD down there.
This is the beer that made Jazz Fest.
I'd have called the beer Wild Swamp. I think that's a better name for a beer.
There you go. Well, go ahead and start yourself a brewery.
It's got earthy tones, man.
If this is the one I'm thinking of that like explodes, they should have called it the Superdome. Just because it's going to fail. Yep. Oh, I knew it.
It's exploding. This is action packed.
I totally called that shit.
I don't know why.
Take the bucket. I'll get a paper towel.
I'm sorry about your keys. Oh, man. I'll drink them. It's good.
Hold the bucket and I'll get a paper towel. Okay.
Jimmy, help me suck on my keys, man. Tastes a lot like a key. I don't really. This beer tastes like a key. I don't like this beer. It's very good, very key hops.
The bottle was too big, and I couldn't get it past the microphone without tilting it more.
We had this one beer on here. What was that? Nightmare on Brett. It's those wild yeast. They go crazy every time.
Yeah, they do.
Every single time they do that. And we had this one called Nightmare on Brett by Android Theory. Delicious beer. But because it's got raspberries in it, it puts so much more sugar in there to be broken down, so it just
no, that's the
carbs.
Illusion of safety.
Oh, the illusion of safety.
Yeah.
That's right, because it was an illusion of safety. Yeah. And you open it, and it was like a fountain.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, we're talking like a 4 or 5 inch blast out of the top of the bottle, like a hose.
Is it like known to do that? Like,
I don't know. I was in there's a Facebook group for Chattanooga craft beer, and I was on that and asking people, and it seemed to be a pretty common occurrence. Yeah.
Well, that's kind of dope. If you can tie that into the marketing.
I need some more glasses over there.
We need some more paper towels over here.
Well, I think I may be out of paper towels. That may be the last paper towel in this apartment right now.
One.
Exploding beers are like party starting beers.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like it starts with a...
That's a good way to... Just,
yeah. I could market that. I could...
Yeah, just grab that tall one over there. It's going to give us a bunch of Hillary pours, I guarantee it.
Oh, okay. So it took me a minute to get that. Okay. Okay.
You've seen that picture?
Yeah, that's where the foam is really...
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like all head and no...
Yeah, it's not a political joke. It's just the fact that she's a person and can't pour a beer.
It's a political joke.
No, it's not at all. It's just she happens to be a politician, but it's mainly a joke just about how she can't pour a beer.
Well, I'm offended. I'm going home.
Right, yeah. We're getting out of here.
Jimmy and I...
Well, don't remember to pick up your... like suitcase of Tumblr at the foot of the stairs if that's what's going to kick you out of here.
Yeah, this is going to be more like footy smelling.
Man, cool these little glasses that you got.
Yeah, these are great.
Are like all off the chain.
Just get a bunch of these. Get rid of these big old glasses I've been using.
I never want to drink. Like, well,
doing water shots from now on.
All right. Oh, it's super footy. I love it.
These glasses make me feel like even more.
Yeah, kind of like a smell, kind of like a foot.
Oh. Well, it's just so we don't have to drink big, full beers constantly. And we still get a little saucy, but this at least.
That's nice. That's nice. Yeah. Yeah, it kind of like hits the top of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I know that. Does that make any sense? Like,
yeah.
It's like, I don't know. I like that.
It's more sour than it is, you know, bitter or anything else, really.
Yeah.
It's kind of sweet, too.
Well, I don't like the terms that they've chosen to describe themselves, but... So.
They seem accurate.
It's got like a wide taste in your mouth. You know what I mean? Like it
also
hits
kind of punk
pretty
rock.
Much every tasting node on the tongue in some way or another.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. French oak barrels. Woody and earthy notes.
I liked it at first. Now it's starting to annoy me.
What's that?
I don't know. It's like... It's getting really invasive now.
I'm slowly getting it. Further description of the beer makes me appreciate it greater. I'm gonna start. Yeah, it's like because I'm not normally like a palate person. I eat like beefaroni and applesauce.
Right.
So I don't really go for like classy shit.
My pick though of the night is that that thing opening the scaffolding of my goddamn mind. Right. That mantra. Shit is good.
It's just the sentence.
Yeah. But no, that's...
Was that on Saffron?
Yeah, that's my pick of a beer for the night.
That's two for Saffron tonight, man, because that's my...
The Sauvage is not what I thought it was, though. I still liked this beer a lot, but this is not what I thought it was.
The Sauvage?
Yeah.
Yeah, what was it? Which thing good. Is the Sauvage? That's is that this, what... That's oh, we just Sauvaged one. It?
Yeah.
It's definitely not last on the list. It's up there.
Yeah. You need some cheese to go with the Sauvage.
Oh, you're damn right we do.
Yeah.
I don't normally crunk with the funk, but, like, I'm feeling the
mango.
The funk,
right? Yeah. Mango's probably...
The sipping beer,
okay.
I'm telling you right now, you get some, like, pears, some apples with some brie cheese, or maybe some fig jam to go with the Sauvage.
That'd be good.
You're setting the place on fire.
Do you remember...
Charcuterie plate.
Do you remember when we got those... those pills that you put on your tongue and it, like, evaporates and changes your taste buds?
I know what you're talking about.
I don't think I was with you during that.
Dude, it's like you can buy them online. What they do is, and it's like, I found out that they're for people who want to drink beer because they like turn bitter too sweet. And it's the craziest thing you've like ever experienced. Weird. But like, it's called like miracle fruit or something. Yeah, it's like a natural.
I remember reading about this actually.
Micah had some one time. Yeah. They're expensive. Like but it's so fun. You can just like, we got like a bunch of like lemons and like beers and like all sorts of just super tart like stuff. And you're just like, just tasting it, knowing like this is a lemon, but this tastes like an orange. Like it just trips you out.
That's weird.
I want to use that to win a hot wings contest.
No, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was like, that's exactly where my mind went the first time. I was like, I could be like, hey, I bet I eat that whole lemon. Dude, we should order some of this. Yeah, you got to.
Yeah, we should try that.
I would love to have some of that. How long does it last?
Man, it's a good question. I mean, it's a good like. I feel like we were sipping for like a good like 30 minutes.
Okay, good. I don't want it to be like a day or something.
No.
I'm already just fucking up all my meals that day.
But yeah, apparently it was made so that like, I don't know, people who hate beer like me like can go out and drink with their friends and still look cool. Like, I don't know. Nice. Like,
so there's a cool factor to the pill. Yeah. Like most pills. Like,
it's like you could drink half the beer, see what that tastes like. And they're like, well, see the change. Like, I don't know. It was super fun to play with.
Yeah, that's neat.
Yeah, I didn't even know. It's like crazy. It's like hearing it, like, oh, and your taste buds change is one thing, but being like, oh, wow, these aren't, this is crazy, is a whole other thing.
I would love to try that, to just try different beers.
Right.
Because these days there's not really a beer that I don't like.
It's essentially giving you like an entirely different collection.
It would give you a whole...
That's what I'm saying.
Just new taste bud experience.
Yeah, everything would taste different. Yeah.
I'd like to do it and eat a steak.
Right.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I like a sweet steak.
I'm trying to think all the stuff that we ate.
That's crazy.
We would just like gather. You know how we did like with like the themes of a party?
Oh,
yeah. You know what I mean? Like we were prepped and ready.
We never got together and just like, all right, we're going to drink tonight and hang out.
Right.
It was always themed.
I got all these fireworks.
Yeah. And I think we should launch them. No, we used to do... I've known Jimmy forever. Yeah, going like 06, 07, I guess.
Oh, shit, man.
I hate to think about how old I am. Like, it goes...
Think about it.
Do it. It goes way back, man. Have you hit 30 yet?
Yep. Yeah, I hit it last September.
April. I'm a little... What was it like for you? Was it...
I don't know. We talked about this on the last episode, actually. It was the first age I've hit. Because my parents always ask me, it's like, you feel any older?
Right.
And you're like, nah.
Jeez.
Yeah. I still feel like I'm 17. Like,
I mentally still feel that way. But like my body, like 30 was the first age where I really took some stock and realized like, well, shit, my left knee is a little worse than my right. Oh, like, hangovers are a little worse now. You know, things like that.
Yeah. I remember you guys talking about that now.
I have to take like some prescription eye drops every day.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I'm not like going blind. It just.
I hear you.
I don't really know what they're for, to be honest. Maybe it is to keep me from going blind. I don't fucking know.
They're just like...
They stop you from using your superpowers. Yeah. They're inhibitors.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Well, I know if I don't take them, my eyes will get like gross.
It's just like sugar water.
What kind of gross is gross? Like,
it's like almost like my eyes are kind of cloudy. Like it is harder to see.
Oh, word, your vision?
Yeah.
Okay. And then if I
take these, my eye doctor said it was some sort of terminal, which just means forever. Terminal. It doesn't mean you're going to die. It just means forever that you're not healing it. It's just you're dealing with it. Okay. But it's some sort of terminal eye infection that I deal with.
In my office with that.
Yeah. I forget what it's called, but but I take these eye drops. It's good to go. Yeah.
Dope. I need some of them. What are you getting rid of them eye drops for? what's the street?
You would
value
think
of these
though,
eye drops?
After the bullshit I have to go through at the pharmacy every time I re up on those eye drops, you would think. I called them on it. I was like, what is this deal? I was like, because I had to, from the time that they actually had the eye drops in the bag, they were like, this is going to be $800. I was like, I can't pay $800 for eye drops. That's outrageous. Like, I won't. I'll just go blind. They're like, yeah, that's not right. Do you? I was like, I do. My eye doctor says I do need those. And I notice a difference because I can see better.
Right.
And I'm like, okay. And they make a couple calls and I'm like, fuck this system that we're in where you just see that, like, if I didn't need them and just gave you $800 Walgreens, you're just going to take it and be like, all right, I'm not going to help them anymore. I'll take the $800. But because I put up a fuss, they make a couple calls and got it down to $50.
Holy shit. Fuck? What the
yeah.
fuck?
That's, yeah. Just say eight. See if he'll give it to you.
Yeah. Yeah, and I called him out on it. I was like, what do you think I'm doing? Like, these are fucking eye drops. I'm not selling these and getting high with people. Like, they're eye drops.
Right.
Yeah.
But so you think they told you 800 as a way to like deter you from buying them because you're some.
No, not necessarily that. I was just angry and I said that non sequitur of selling them as drugs.
I look at you and I see a guy that lives in a castle. She looks at you and she sees like petty eye drop dealer.
It's a fine line.
Like, yeah. I just think it's fucked up the system we live in where it just. It was 5 minutes. It was 5 minutes of me just questioning it, changed it from $800 to $50. That's outrageous.
Yeah, dude. I think you need to find a new eye drop guy.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what you needed, because that dude sounds like he's haggling.
Mm.
Yeah. Walgreens, what was his name? Yeah, get rid of that guy.
It was Juan. It was actually behind the dumpster at Walgreens. Yeah. He was running in and out, like up to the drive thru.
Just had a dropper. Just shot his shot.
Freshly squeezed.
How much is it? $800.
Whoa, man, I could go inside and get this shit for 50. 50 is what I meant. Yeah, that's 50 is what I meant.
What did you hear? It's I don't speak English well.
Like, I don't know. So what's y'all's pick for the night? I think mine's that saffron.
Yeah, I think I like the saffron too. I'm going to put the Sauvage in second though.
Is it going to be a full house on that saffron? Because
I got another one.
Putting that first.
Yeah, that's good. We got more of that. I'm gonna crank that out. Just
saying, that's my top pick so far. This one. What are we drinking right here? What was in this cup?
This was the last one. Funk. It's got funk in it.
Yeah,
it's
got
it's groovy tones.
Yeah, super groovy.
This is the one that danced in my mouth at some point. Or
yeah, that one keeps dancing in my mouth. I'm gonna put it on the Sauvage, honestly, and then I'm gonna take it down to this guy for number two.
Where's the mantra?
Yeah, this Deadhead thing was pretty good though.
This thing is pretty good.
I'm very conflicted, to be honest with you.
I got some good beers in
there. The can art on the Deadhead is solid too.
I agree.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely.
If we're going by can art, Dayblazer's dead last on the art.
Yeah.
The mantra reminds me of True Detective.
It looks like some like Mayan. Like, I don't even know. Like, it's just.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's symbol, mind symbol.
It seems like they were trying not to waste their money.
It's easygoing.
The can. Yeah.
Yeah, the easygoing Dayblazer.
The Mayans are very easygoing, too. So.
Too easygoing. You could argue that's why they were wiped out.
Like, the soundboard, this is like punk rock. But I feel like if they're worrying so much about branding, like this one's saying, let our beer talk. You know what I mean? Like Dayblazer, but I don't know.
See, that annoys me. I like having something where I can take the beer, I sip from it, enjoy it, and then I look at the can and I'm like, what kind of art they got going on here?
It's your new back of the cereal box, man.
It is. It's the same effect. And when you don't put... I want flavor text. I want you to tell me the ABV. I want you to tell me the IBUs, the OG. I want all that.
Right.
What's the OG?
Original Gravity.
Okay.
And then
maybe they have like hops hidden. Off like little like drawn hops hidden all through the can.
I like when they tell me what hops are in
activities.
There. I like when they tell me. I wish, because I mean all beers have the government warning and ingredients on it, but they don't actually tell you the ingredients. I wish all of them would tell you what malts, what hops, all that stuff.
That'd be nice.
Because then you can sit there and be like, oh yeah, I taste that in there.
It's the more beer becomes like wine. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
That's what's happening right now. What happened to wine in the 90s is happening to beer right now.
Mm.
Yeah. Which is people smartened up and realized, hey, it's not that hard to brew beer. Right. Oh, hey, it's not that hard to grow a bunch of grapes and make wine.
Mm.
And they started doing that in the early 90s. And then this huge boom of wine happened. That's happening right now to beer.
And then people start fucking with it. And that's where you get like these weird ways to make beer. And
yeah, you get
like,
crazy shit.
What's
you
know the next what I mean? Alcoholic beverage to experience it?
Oh, I don't know. Because I like beer. Like if I'm drinking hard liquor, I'm drinking whiskey.
Yeah, I mean,
how easy is it to make vodka?
I don't know.
I think it's pretty. I think it's pretty easy.
See, but that's the thing, though. Like liquor, it doesn't count because liquor's been and will always
on that
be
mic
about
there a little bit. Yeah.
Liquor's been and will always be about like the branch of flavors. Like it's almost like strictly marketed to like almost like a female or a more female palate. You know what I mean? Like
some of them are for sure like Skinny Girl vodka.
Right. Like
the thing is like, hey, if you drink this, this isn't packing on calories.
Right. Not like, I mean, okay. I drink like all girly drinks.
I care about that's calories. Like, I care about calories. I'm not a lady.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Need
fuck,
the manly.
Fuck these gender norms, alcohol companies. Yeah. Come
these
on, man. Right?
These cisgendered booze companies.
Right.
You know.
Get on that soapbox, man. Right. Let's get a, yeah, this is your opportunity.
I feel like four white guys are not the ones to even be touching that soapbox.
But we're so entitled.
Right? No, earlier when you were reading, when you were reading the back of one of these cans, it's like, taste the flavors of a rushing white privilege, which occurs through your cul-de-sac. You can open up the dense flavors of... Fucking,
I'm gonna get some more of this
white
guilt.
That's
good stuff.
I'm gonna tap off the saffron because we got.
I like what you're
there.
Going for over there.
Yeah, though. You know, yeah. I heard some of that before. I was like, huh, that's beers are fun, man.
Beers are. We've been beers drinking together for a while,
dude. Yeah,
and you said something a minute ago about how you weren't a huge fan of beer.
Yeah, yeah.
But so what beers do you like?
Well, see, that's the thing, man. Like I get down on like. When I have to, like with beer, I guess, like, you know, it's like, you already made fun of me for like the one that I was drinking last, like, Dave brought me, I'm like kind of throwing him under the bus. They brought me some Rolling Rock, but it was probably just because he saw me order Rolling Rock one time.
Yeah,
I know how you feel about Rolling
Rock. Yeah.
I know.
I've drank plenty of Rolling Rock, right. But I not really since I started really learning about beer. I've not really drank it because it's just a faulty beer.
Like,
but it's got a fault brewed into it because right. That's what the taste is at this
so
point.
So like that and like I like Coors Light, like stuff. That, Coors like, Light's I feel good. Like I feel like it's like what kind of wines you barefoot?
No, dude, I don't mean to sound pretentious with it. It's, no. Yeah, it's like our cheap beer we really like is Narragansett.
Narragansett.
Or what is our Walmart one? Big Flats.
Oh,
what is that
oh
one?
My God, Big Flats.
Not
was
Big
terrible.
Flats. That
no,
was terrible.
No, Rockdale.
Rockdale Light.
Rockdale. No, the Rock.
Yeah, we're not snooty about it. Like these dude, beers are just as important as PBR.
You should
and
have
all
you
those.
Should, you should have like a. You should have a Walmart day.
We did last 4th of July. We did we did the macro challenge where we basically it was the Pepsi challenge.
Yeah.
But with all the macro beers.
Yeah, but you lined
like
up
all
like
all the macro lagers.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
Like Coors Light, I think we had some Rolling Rock in there. We had PBR, we had Bud Light. We just went and bought all of the macro light lagers and then we blind taste tested them.
What was the I guess tune in
Mick,
or like go find
Mick Ultra was the favorite, I believe.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mick Ultra.
And then Miller Light was dead last.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
cuz
it's just yeah, that makes
that's
sense.
Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's blind to that.
Yeah, no, it was definitely the worst one out of them.
But no, good beer is good beer, and every beer has a use. Like, I'm not going to mow the yard with the Saffron IPA.
I don't know, man.
Or
I
the
like
Sauvage. But this Dayblazer or just a PBR or a Coors Light. Great yard mowing beer.
See, I don't know with this. I feel like you could really trim the hedges around the castle with the saffron.
If though, you know.
Well,
yeah, no,
at the castle we have servants for that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we have peons.
That's
I watch
mantra?
Them do. I watch them do that while I sip the saffron.
Once they bring me my stemware, they go trim the hedges.
Man, podcasts really make me realize how addicted to cigarettes I am.
Yeah, like, I feel that. Like, I resonate with that.
I keep touching them, like, and then I'm drinking too. It's crazy. I wish you guys were savages like me and you just smoked in the castle.
I used to.
Dude.
I used to.
I used to love those cigarettes.
I still do love cigarettes. Cigarettes are great.
I quit for like 3 months. Like, so good.
I quit twice, yeah.
And then just like me and my girl went through a time where we didn't have like a penny in our pocket. Or, well, we had $5. Not enough to buy a decent amount of vape juice, but enough to get that one pack. We're like, we'll just get the one pack, then we'll, you know, we'll get paid, and then we'll buy some of the J. And then I was like, nope, no. Mm-hmm. You're addicted again.
Damn.
And no, I like cigarettes. I got into cigarettes in college because I would be stuck in like 3 hour film classes and stuff.
Right.
But they would give you a 15-20 minute break, and I would want a reason to go outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it also gives you sort of a social currency, mm-hmm. yeah. so to speak.
Oh,
it's like you see some people smoking. You just kind of walk up next to them and start a conversation where it's kind of weird for some, which I hate it, but it's weird if you just walk up to somebody like, hey, how's it going? Yeah, my name's Tanner, and I do this, blah, blah, blah. What are you up to today? But for some reason, cigarettes can break that wall right down.
Well, yeah, because you can just be like, got a light?
Yeah, you got a light? Yeah, what are you up to? Yeah. And I loved it for that. And I miss it for that. I love cigarettes. If they could take out not even the smell.
Right.
I don't like the smell.
If they could take out the cancer.
Yeah. If they could get rid of cancer.
The only bad part about cigarettes.
Which is what I don't get with cigarette companies. It's like, figure out how to just not make it cancerous, dudes.
Yeah, right. I'll keep giving
We're
you
down
my
to
money.
Keep smoking. Yeah, right. Just take the cancer out. Like, I will come back to smoking cigarettes if they take the cancer out. So...
Well, I mean, there's other stuff like the
Emphysema, Elon Musk. Fuck Mars. Right. Make a non-cancer cigarette, Elon Musk.
Oh, he can do it too.
He totally can.
He's already done it. He's chiefing away.
He's just chiefing like, cigarettes on the Tesla floor.
Yeah, Did he tweet something about making like a cyborg dragon?
Oh, fuck yeah. Where's that?
He made some dope flamethrowers. He's selling.
Yeah,
he's,
on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Some, he sold out of those.
Yeah. Some bad. He's our Tony Stark.
Yeah,
he is.
He really, truly is. Yeah, he could be.
Man, like, yeah. I would be scared if like someone like Elon Musk ran for president. I'd be like, I don't know.
Oh, I'd love it.
Like, I like
ultra
it.
Yeah. Ultra control. Like, I feel like we would just all turn into a cult. But it's like it's got to be better than now. I don't know.
But he probably has some crazy plan to build a superstructure around the sun and harness it for energy.
Yeah,
and, if Elon, he did, fuck yes,
Elon,
that sounds amazing.
Like, I just feel like he's got to have something bad going on with him. You know what I mean? Like someone's going to open
But maybe
open
not, though. Maybe he
day.
Just purely wants right? to do awesome shit.
It's true. It's true. I guess
he's built a dope-ass car that could survive a chemical attack.
Really?
Yeah, it has its own air system. You can hit a button and ice, like, you're in there, and if there's...
What you're saying is it's impossible to kill Elon Musk.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Is he's just feeling like, I don't want to die.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it can lock you off from the air outside. So if there's a poison attack or something.
Or if he wants to kill you while you're in his car.
Yeah.
Like, he's just like...
He figures out nanobots and starts sending
escaping the
poison
cockpit.
Through data.
Oh my God.
I don't know why I think Elon Musk is up to no good. He just kind of got...
There's so many other people you could point to and be like they're up to no good these days.
Yeah. The thing is yeah, they're all up to no good.
But he's the one to me that I'm like, it's good we got one.
Right.
One that's just not trying to fuck us over. He just wants to fucking put his roadster on Mars.
That's all he
wants to do.
Yeah.
He's got a bunch of money and he's smart.
Is Elon Musk blank check? Like, I just want to know what happened to this kid. That's
But, you know, and you've got so many other people, like all the shit with Facebook going on.
Oh, yeah, right?
Like,
yeah. No, well, no, yeah. Once again, yeah, of course he's up to no
good. I hate that because, like, I promote a lot of Brew Chat stuff through Facebook.
Yeah.
And I find out about a bunch of events through Facebook and all this. I can't get rid of my Facebook right now, and I want to.
That's like finding out your phone company's up to no good.
Yeah.
Stop using the phone.
Well, somebody on the news I was watching earlier today compared it to, he was like, well, fuck the electrical company. I'm just going to go off the grid.
That's illegal.
You can't just like not use the electric company.
Yeah.
And gotcha. Facebook has kind of gotten to that point. Like, what are you going to do?
Terrible.
I mean, you can these days generate enough power for yourself with like
solar
and whatnot.
Like, but a lot of places, it's literally illegal to go off the grid. Like they like want you to have to pay the
damn.
Like yeah, same thing with like collecting rainwater and all sorts of stuff. Like it's crazy how they do that. I don't know. Mm. I don't.
It's like, this is America, God damn it.
Right? Yeah.
If I want to live
I'll drink
the
all
land.
The rainwater.
Yeah, if I own this land.
Yeah.
You probably shouldn't.
This country exists on the principle that you come here and take rainwater.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, or other things that don't belong to you.
It's in the Declaration of Constitutionsness.
Yeah. Right. That's it. Yeah.
Say it again.
You know what I'm talking about? The Declaration of the Constituency.
Yeah.
That went in 17. Yeah. The 17ers when we 19, did that
yeah,
one.
The,
yeah.
The 17ers. They went all the way. The
founding
year.
Fathers were the 17ers. It's also a 17-year-old supergroup I've been working on. There's 17 of them. They're all Korean women.
I've been working on a supergroup called the Insane or the NSYNC Clown Posse. It's going to be an all juggalo boy band.
Okay.
You know, I feel like
I want to see this. I'm going to hold you to this.
There's a pretty big demographic for that, I think. Half of it ironic and the other half completely serious.
Some of them
I don't get juggalos.
Oh, I don't understand them either.
I do not understand
stuff,
that.
So.
I'm fully subscribed. I get all
I heard on the radio
I
that
I could see you as a juggalo.
I'm not a juggalo.
I feel like
I could
you
see
narrowly
you as a juggalo
avoided
too.
The lane.
I could see both you guys kind of as juggalos.
I don't know about that. No. I don't know if I'd be looking like a juggalo.
Just picturing you with the clown makeup and everything.
I could
see
I'm
it.
I'm not a juggalo, but I appreciate.
Yeah, I guess I'm complimented.
You're never gonna. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I can't party like that.
My thing is, I wish I kind of had something like that because it's not any different than Renaissance fairs or.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, it's
I feel
not.
Like a juggalo would tell you it was.
Well, I mean, it's a different thing, but as far as they're into a subculture, they've got a thing where they gather together and celebrate their subculture. Yeah. It's no different than conventions, it's no different than Renaissance fairs, anime conventions, whatever. Right. They've got a subculture and they're able to come together with other people into that same subculture and enjoy it and party together. And I wish I had something like that that revolved around music.
I think I know what you're saying. You're saying that
like fish people are kind of like these people that follow fish around.
Fish
is this
people.
Real? Like, is this a real thing?
Fish people. They're
heard,
real.
They're
the
totally
band
real.
Fish.
Oh, like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those people that follow, it's like, yeah, man, I went and saw fish in Atlanta, and then I camped all the way up and over to Austin and went some in Austin, and then I went and saw them again 2 weeks later in Chicago.
I'm picturing people that, like, get in the ocean. They're just like, we're doing it. And
part fish, part
no, not yeah. not like Ariel.
Yeah, that
fish
was
people.
Like the first
they're like the band fish.
Like the top half is a
PH.
Fish, and the bottom half is like legs and genitalia.
And genitalia.
Like, I don't get the fish thing as much as I don't get NSYNC Clown Posse. Like, fish, I've heard their music. It's not bad music. It's just good sort of rock
that
just kind of drones on.
Tanner,
but yeah,
there.
But then
really
they'll have
it.
That live experience for a whole summer. Just over and over and over and over. And why doesn't it doesn't really
ecstasy.
Exist with, like, nobody's like, yeah, I'm following Nickelback on tour this summer.
Somebody,
you know, like,
somebody's following Nickelback on tour. There's one guy.
Yeah.
You know
probably it. A depressing.
It's probably
of
Chad
people.
Kroger himself. He's following his band.
It's not Avril Lavigne.
Someone should pull up. I wonder how many, like, it's hard because you can't separate ironic followers. You know what I mean? Like, I might catch myself following Nickelback on like Twitter or something, but I'm not a fan.
Have you ever caught yourself though ironically being into something and then one day you just find yourself, you're like, holy shit, I'm actually into this.
Yeah.
That's sort of how Take On Me sort of happened, I think, that way with everybody.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
I think Hall & Oates to some degree with our generation started like that, and now I genuinely enjoy Hall & Oates. Like, I can't go I love that shit.
Michael McDonald.
That's a perfect example for us.
Yeah, no, I still fucking
we started off
McDonald,
really?
Yeah.
No, we started off listening and like making fun of Michael McDonald, and we had it on the Brew Chat playlist, and so we heard it every fucking time we put the playlist on. We were like, Spotify told us he had a new album.
Michael, you know, just
it's goofy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Spotify said he had a new album, so we were like, okay, we'll listen to it.
Oh, he made a new album?
He's got a new album this year, and it's
and
good.
It was good.
It's good. We found ourselves being like,
objectively
fuck,
good.
I think we're fans of Michael McDonald now.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
It happened. We didn't mean to.
No.
That guy, yeah.
What a fool.
He's got
I love when he says,
Yeah, he just says, just sing his name.
Yeah, well, when we don't know the lyrics, we'll sing his name.
We'll throw
to
on
fill
some
it in.
After this.
Yeah, we'll put on some Michael McDonald when we're done. Because he's got some good songs. That No Turning Back song, fuck, that's a good song. Yeah, I'll listen to that like on the way to job interviews or some shit. Like, get pumped.
I'm gonna kick ass.
How you feel about Bolton?
Bolton, yeah, that's another one.
Yeah,
Michael
yeah.
Bolton.
I could get into some Michael Bolton. Disney songs are a big one.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I didn't really ever like Disney songs, but then
I live my life, man. I like if I don't like, I experience that feeling that you're talking about. Like, fuck, I like this, but like, I always like, I just give into it. I'm like, yeah, well, I guess I like this.
It. Well, that that's what I'm saying is, yeah, you get into it and you like what you like, but I'm saying specifically things that you made fun of and you listen to it so much that you're like, fuck, I think I kind of appreciate this and like it.
Right.
You go the complete opposite direction from hate to we're like, shit. Because that's exactly what we did with Michael McDonald.
Yeah.
We made fun of that guy relentlessly. And then one day we found ourselves being like, damn, this album's really good. Right. Holy shit. Like,
it's still fun to make fun of him. He's got funny voice.
Yeah, because he's got a ridiculous voice and nobody will ever sound like that.
Who sings like that?
Yeah.
I think that all the time with like different like generations and stuff like that. Like where, like who was the first to sing like that? You know what I mean? Like not just that. Like I'm trying to think of like the, like,
like 90s like, music.
Yeah,
like,
you know what I mean? Even going back to like the 50s, it like all has like the same, like they're all doing a similar voice. And it's like, who's like hair metal? You know what I mean? Who thought it was going to... Like, that's a voice he's doing.
Yeah.
He doesn't do interviews. And he's like, yeah, when I was doing that, I was... You know, like, no, that's not what he sounds like. That's a choice he made. And I'm like, who's like... I'm going to do it like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be amazing. And it was. I think that all the time.
No, I wonder about that shit. Like who, well, because other shit happens. Like there wasn't an Elvis after Elvis. Like nobody really mimicked Elvis.
I don't know who it was, but most of Elvis's stuff was like jacked off that, not jacked off. Was stolen.
Go on.
Let me
reject you off the
phrasing. Let me rephrase. Was like stolen from that. I can't think of his name. So it's just going to be like, That previous black singer who was famous.
Jack off.
I do know what you're talking about. I can't think of his name, but I do know what you're talking
like,
about.
I didn't believe it until I saw him like doing like the Elvis dance, and I'm like, damn.
Oh yeah,
Elvis,
he stole his
Elvis
shit.
Got this guy.
Did Elvis jack it hard? I didn't know
he jacked
it.
That guy off. I guess gained right his off. Powers. I don't
Is that how it works?
Yeah, it's like a Highlander, but
shit.
Sexy. It just makes me think of Korg. The hammer pulled you off. You know, that guy from the rock guy from Thor 3.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The hammer pulled you off.
The new, did you ever see the new Karate Kid with...
I don't give a fuck about Will Smith's kid.
Jackie Chan, like the new wax on, wax off was like his jacket.
Jacket on.
He was like, jacket off. Jacket off. Jacket off over and over again to the slur. Right.
Okay, I see what they did.
Oh, man.
Jacket off.
So good. I was too old to laugh at that as much as I did for that reason.
No, I don't think so. Oh. I had graduated college when I saw that and I still laughed. Jacket off.
Yeah. Oh man.
And then Jackie Chan. Yeah. What do you want?
It's like don't watch that just the audio of that movie. That's a whole different movie.
Yeah, I never even saw that.
Jacket
on. I didn't want to see that.
Jacket on.
I know you don't like it, but they announced
like
today.
And he's like flipping around his jacket and stuff. And it's they've like got blocking and attacking.
They've got a new the guy that played Karate Kid. And the guy that played the Cobra Kai main bad guy have a new web series coming out. Did you see about that?
Yeah,
where it's like them all grown up and like he owns like a car dealership or something. And it's now like the Karate Kid's kind of the bad guy. You know what I'm talking about? Like that's
I've seen that. Yeah. Speaking of remakes, though, I wanted to bring this up because I know you hate this movie, but I understand why people hate this movie because it moves slow and it is kind of boring. But for what it accomplished at the time is amazing. But 2001 A Space Odyssey. It came out before we landed on the moon, man.
Really?
Yeah. It came out in 1968 and we didn't land on the moon until 69.
Hey.
And that's crazy how much proper like space travel and sci-fi stuff that he was able to get right without having any sort of frame of reference or previous
sci-fi's doing that
knowledge on it. Christopher Nolan that... You know, he did Memento, Dark Knight, all those movies. Yeah, Christopher Nolan. Everybody knows Christopher Nolan.
Yeah.
Did that Dream movie with Leonardo DiCaprio and that nobody heard about.
Inception. You mean Inception?
Yeah, that one.
I see the bit now.
And So he evidently got hold of an original 70 millimeter cut of this movie, and 70 millimeter film is huge. And well, maybe he, I don't know, but he's done something
huge,
but yeah. He's well, 35 millimeter film's about inch and a half.
Okay.
70 millimeters, about 6 inches.
Yeah, that's a big thing.
It's big.
Is that 6 inches?
And,
I'm doing better than I thought.
6 inches like this.
Yeah. Right. And, yeah. That's 6 inches.
But he has completely remastered this movie and done a new color grading on it. And they're re-releasing it as sort of like an honor. He's showing it off at, the Cannes Film Festival. That's, I think it's going on right now, or it just ended. Oh, yeah. But he's showing it off there. They released a trailer. I'll put it in our show notes, but my God, does this thing look amazing. It looks like it was shot in 68 and this looks like it was shot today.
I want to see it.
It's amazing. And unfortunately, there's nowhere we can go to see it in theaters. The closest theater we could go see it is like about 450 miles away.
Well, what are the chances?
Where
is that?
Is that
going to go to like, or am I ever going to be able to buy that one day?
Well, yeah, it'll come out on DVD or in Blu-ray and all that good stuff. Or download it or whatever you do. But yeah. I would like to go see it in theaters because it's just... Even though the movie itself is kind of boring, it's very pretty to look at.
Super boring.
I love looking at it.
I hate that movie.
It's I'm there. It's super boring, but I can appreciate the other aspects of it enough to just look at it and say like, oh, these are pretty pictures. Like the overall plot though, boring as shit. Like it's no Infinity War. And but I would love to have the experience just to go see it because I mean it's a piece of history.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a better shot of the moon in this movie than they got when they went the next year to the moon. That's insane.
It's because they faked the moon landing.
Well, that's another thing, this director is, if the moon landing was indeed faked, that whole conspiracy is like this. Stanley Kubrick's the one that.
Yeah, exactly. Because
he did the fake. Hmm. Yeah.
It's too good.
It's too good.
Yeah. And also,
too good.
9/11's flat. Do you know that?
It's a fact.
9/11 is flat.
So confirm that.
That's a fact.
Area 51, flat. I see what you
did Area 51, yeah. Totally flat. A lot that's of people ridiculous. Don't believe that.
Reptilians, flat.
Yeah, every reptilian is flat.
Flat as hell.
Yeah. I don't believe in reptilians.
The mole people.
I'll subscribe to reptiles. I mean, you know what? I'm open to new ideas.
No, right? Don't believe in them. No reptiles.
Reptiles don't exist.
They're not real.
Just... amphibians or
no, all reptiles.
What do you think about reptiles? So amphibians still exist.
Amphibians.
Yeah, there's
no
separate.
Reptiles yeah. though. No.
Hmm. I think that George Bush is all the iguanas pushed fish. Together into a person. That's what I think.
You've really opened the scaffolding of your mind.
Yeah, exactly. This fucking saffron really got me going, man. Yeah. I'm ready to think.
Here's a conspiracy theory. We don't think Trump has ever taken a bath.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, I've never seen it. I've never heard anybody talk about it. I've never heard him tweet saying like, "Oh, just got out the bath."
Yeah,
Maybe he's tweeting in the bath, like "Run, Rev, run."
I mean, Pixar didn't happen. That's all I'm saying.
Pixar didn't happen. Is that? Oh,
I love Pixar.
I mean, would you want to see Pixar?
No,
because I wouldn't.
I'm just saying we have no proof.
Well, that depends on what kind of bath he's taking. Like, if the president
didn't say shower, I didn't say shower.
Yeah, it's kind of like
because we all.
Yeah. I want to see how he bathes. I get like how's the president bathe? Is he still using the Taft?
I mean, you see a man bathe, you know he's not a reptilian. You know?
That's true. Well, I can't prove that reptilians don't have human genitalia. Like I'm not that deep into the
Oh, they definitely do, like in a jar.
I have no idea what the fuck y'all are talking about.
Dude,
100%.
We've Trump opened is our minds. I guess that's what.
Yeah, your scaffolding has gotten way more open than mine has just now.
Like I want to tighten your screws a little bit.
Yeah.
So he doesn't collapse there.
It's on the verge.
Yeah, they're not with us on this.
I need some more.
You just land in a big pile of metaphors that collapse on top of you.
Actually, we still got all of this Sauvage. I'm going to
work on some quite of this. A bit of Sauvage.
I think that Trump is a mech suit that's being piloted by Baron.
By who?
His son, Baron, the 12-year-old. I think he's either inside Trump piloting him or piloting him remotely.
Like MIB?
Doesn't it kind of add up,
like
though?
MIB.
And Men in Black.
Like, does he pilot a mech suit in Men in Black?
No.
It's the little green guy.
The little green guy. Guys, can I hit some of that Sauvage?
Yeah,
there you go. Is that cool? Hell yeah.
Yeah, he ordered pierogi.
Mm.
Oh, I remember that scene.
Pierogis are so good.
What's a pierogi?
It's like a European thing, I think. But it's like, you know those like wonton dumplings you get at a Japanese place?
I'm talking about food right now.
It's like that, but it's got potatoes and cheese, onions in it, sometimes meat.
Can we get some of that?
But it looks like an Asian dumpling, but it's an Eastern European dumpling, so it doesn't have Asian shit in it. But it looks pretty much the same.
What's the Eastern European shit that they put in the pierogi?
Mushrooms, a lot of potatoes.
Word.
There's a lot of potatoes in there. It's like the main base in there is potatoes. And then you cheese, onions, a little bit of meat. Garlic, whatever.
I'm on board.
Kind of.
I'm on board.
They're delicious. Right. They're amazing. Pierogies are so delicious. I went to Feed the other day, and I was amazed to find that they have sort of a pierogi thing. It's not really a pierogi, but it reminded me of a pierogi with the taste. But it is a potato chicken patty thing.
I'll sign up for that. That sounds good.
And it's kind of like a crab cake, but it's chicken and potatoes and cheese.
You said you went
But in like a crab cake form. Yeah, Feed, Table, yeah. and Co.,
I didn't realize you were talking about a restaurant, so I thought you were talking about the action. So you're like,
right. Yeah,
yeah, Feed. Well, I'm about to go to Feed, getting my feed on.
I went to Feed my body. Yeah. No, Feed the restaurant. I've never taken that way. That's funny.
I want.
Yeah.
Feed the restaurant. Seymour? Feed it.
Seymour? Oh, man.
Little restaurant of horrors.
Do you need more water? There's some down there if you need a water.
Jimmy stays hydrated.
Yeah.
As fuck.
No, that's good. That's good. That's why we have them. Yeah. We should get a fucking... Hey, Avion, we use your water. Pay us to use it.
Ooh.
Yeah. Send us free water. But we should actually probably be wrapping this shit up.
Oh, damn. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well, shit.
Avion, shout out to the Avion move.
It's good shout water. Avion is good water.
Guys, because like when we rolled up, they just had the water on the table like straight pimps. Like
that's true. And I hadn't heard of your water bottle brand before, and now I'm...
Dude, you hadn't heard of water. I'll drink. That's good water.
Yeah.
But do you guys have anything to plug going out here?
Oh, absolutely.
I know you guys both do a little bit of comedy, stuff like that. Yeah.
We're both about to head to Dave's mic right after this.
Yeah, boat trip.
Boat trip. Ooh. So if you guys aren't boat tripping, you need to be boat tripping. All the classics be out of boat trip.
Yeah, all the
Moccasin Brew, Brewing
original
Company.
Original Gravity. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You guys got to come down there. Have you guys popped in?
Yeah, we'll go down to Moccasin then.
Yeah. Super dope little spot. Mm-hmm. I'm super ADD, so they got like all sorts of little shit for me to play with.
Yeah, that's true.
It's
yeah.
great. Like you're never really bored. Got giant Jenga.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, can't go wrong with some giant Jenga. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Classic. Mm-hmm. Antic at boat trip.
You got like a plaid Rubik's Cube.
I like how it used to be a Mexican restaurant and they've just changed it at all.
I don't care.
I love that.
That's like, that's just like, that's a punk rock amount of like not giving a fuck.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It would be cool if they started serving salsa though.
Dude, I would love it if they could.
That would be nice. That's a great idea.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing tonight. And that's Dave's show on the regular on Tuesdays. That starts about like 8:30.
Nice.
8:30 to 9.
Yeah, every week.
Sometimes 9:30. It depends.
A lot of really funny guys. We've had some traveling folks come through recently that they've booked up. Like, from where were the last guys?
The last two are from L.A., but one of them just moved to Nashville.
Yeah, so there's some pretty...
It was Rivers Langley and Monica Scott. Name dropping.
Yeah,
nice.
Name dropping.
All nicely done.
You know, Natasha and Grace and all, and they come out sometime. You never know who you're going to see.
Yeah,
I mean,
I like that you call her Natasha since that's her actual name.
Yeah, I mean, that's what, you know.
I guess I got to start calling her that, I feel.
You don't have to. No one else does.
Well, it's kind of ridiculous. Natasha.
It is.
Yeah, it's got such a drawl to it.
Well, that's why everyone thinks she's making it up, because that's kind of how she talks.
Well, she's a poltergeist. It's
Natasha. Just, she's a reptilian. A for sure.
No, I stole from her closet today.
You stole
actually.
What's your black
I'm in all black. Black pants, black shirt.
Hear me out. Does Natasha bathe?
I've never
seen not frequently.
Does she I've have? No, she has.
No, two episodes back when they were on here, they give us a whole breakdown of their bathtub situation.
Yeah.
So for anybody that. Is listening. Curious. Yeah.
Oh, I've fallen in their bathtub. Yeah. It's very hard to get out.
It doesn't seem like that's a place you would want to fall.
Yeah. I was stuck on my back like a turtle. I'm just kind of having to waddle out. It took a long time.
It seems
like
pretty
minutes.
A pretty terrible place.
I've slept there a lot. I sleep on the couch pretty frequently.
Natasha's house show was super dope. She had like everybody out there. It was like
I wanted to go to that, but I was camping.
A little theater. It was dope. Yeah, and then I've got some super fun stuff coming up. My girlfriend and I are actually planning an adult prom.
Ooh.
I don't know if you guys are going to come to that.
Yeah. That would be fun.
So yeah, it's going to be all super fun. So all those guys who got like, you know, left at the altar prom-wise, you know, can maybe get that second chance. You know, if you got
dude, you need to get
eggs.
You a fern. Like, we can do some photos, get a fern with a white pillar.
We've got a photographer coming. We're going to have some comedians, some music. Mm. We got Kendora, I think. She told us she was going to come, her and hopefully Rock Floyd. We've got a couple spots that we're still booking. We're trying to figure out, we're trying to get the RSVPs so we can find a location to tie down, but we've got a couple that are interested. So that's going to be really fun.
Do you know sort of when that might be?
Yeah, we're looking at like, I don't know, it'll probably be like a month or two. I tried to
shoot me an invite for that.
Yeah.
Event page.
We'll be shooting like
early June.
Yeah, what's and it's okay. called? Do you remember what she said it was called? Like meant to be together.
Super cool, fun. For, yeah, for, meant to be together
or something like that. Because she's like, ooh, my mom's she's pitching the theme. You know, she's nice. Like, there needs to be like a theme. Like, and it's going to be like famous couples or whatever. I'm like, the first, it should be prom. The theme is prom, like, you know, but she's the president there. So it's doing that. And then also I've got a house of rap is a funny thing. I battle rap on a pretty regular basis and I'm setting up an event and I'm looking.
You've done that forever.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I've been.
See that? I didn't know. I didn't.
Yeah.
Know.
Yeah. I guess I battle rap. I know it all.
Oh, all right. Oh,
wait, yeah, it's super fun. It's just like word warfare, essentially.
Yeah.
Like battle poetry, I guess. I don't know. It's,
that sounds like fun.
I found the lamest way to describe it. It's, but it's good though. It's really funny. It's like, it's kind of what led me into doing comedy and stuff is because the writing is so similar. Mm-hmm. Like you're just going for laughs anyway. It's just not as aggressive and like at someone else's expense at all times. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, on the 29th of June, I'm looking for people who are interested in doing that. So if you can find me on Facebook at Jimmy Nerd Dork Sowell. And you can also find me on like all social medias like Nerd Dork or Nerd Dork Nation. If you're on PlayStation 4 and you want to get down on some Fortnite, what's
just
up? Hit me
got
up.
A PlayStation
Dude, really?
4.
Do you get the Pro?
The PS Pro?
Yeah.
Or PS Plus?
I haven't even seen it. I've just heard.
Oh, no. My buddy sold me. He had an extra one that he was trying to offload because he got a Pro. And so he was like, I've been trying to sell this thing for like 8 months. I started at $100 and everyone was interested, but no one followed through. I dropped it to $80 and no one followed through. And then I came and I told you, I was like, I'll sell this to you for $50.
Holy shit.
And I was like, yes.
Even $80 was a good deal. Right? I can't believe he sold it at $80.
He told me he was carrying it around because he brought it over in the whole box with the handle and everything. And he was like, I was carrying this around today. And everyone was like, what are you doing with that? He was like, I'm selling it to my friend for $50. And they were like, what? I'll give you 100 for it right now. He's like, you should have talked to me 8 months ago.
Right? You son of a bitch.
Yeah, so I got that. I paid more for a controller than I did for the system, and I've been getting some games. My girlfriend has a 9-year-old, so I've been, you know,
nice.
Justifying buying myself a whole bunch of shit.
It's a hot setup.
It's for the kid.
Yeah, it's for the kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kid's going to love GTA 5. Yeah. It's a very kid-friendly game.
He would not, actually. He probably wouldn't like that game. He'd think it's too violent.
Dave, you got any other stuff?
I don't really have anything to pitch, per se. Yeah. Come to my show, Boat Trip.
Yeah, you got to start coming to Boat. You got to come to Boat Trip one time.
If you like playing internet video games, I'm on Steam. My name's Mr. Hannah 69.
What?
You can also follow me on Instagram at Mr. Hannah 69.
Yeah. Oh, he man, this dude's like the Instagram mogul. Like, he runs...
That's true. I run Donnie's Chat Talk Instagram.
Oh, okay.
So if you actually, if you want to follow Donnie's Chat Talk Instagram, it's called Chat Talk.
Yeah.
You know, that would
was
be
Was that
cool
you
for
who
me.
Commented on our video earlier, on our live video?
I don't know. Was it Something, insulting?
It was.
Okay, it wasn't me. Wasn't me, bro. I keep it.
That was Donnie. Someone, was probably
it was
drunk.
Probably Donnie. Yeah, well, it wasn't. Well, it wasn't.
Yeah, what did they say? We were doing a live video over at the Brew Market.
Yeah.
Doing like a little beer tasting over there and... What
phone,
did they post?
I had my phone set up sideways like this so it could film us. And then it fell down and we were trying to put it up and stuff. And
Whoa.
Someone commented.
Ouch.
Caught that too.
What was that?
I don't know. Just
yeah.
But someone was like, oh, who's controlling this camera? Donnie Marsh. Sideways too. Are you kidding me?
Good old Donnie Byrne.
I hope it was some random person who we don't know.
Right.
Who none of us know.
Yeah.
Who was that Donnie Marsh?
That's
probably
funny.
Donnie.
Could have been. I don't know. We're
don't
part of a...
The, I don't remember
Oh, we've
name
been getting
was.
Some good hits. This past month was good to us. We joined a podcast network, a beer podcast network.
Oh, nice.
Called the Hopped Up Network. You can find it at thehoppedupnetwork.com. Mm-hmm. Go check us out. There's a lot of other good beer podcasts on there, too.
Oh, awesome, awesome.
Yeah.
Just pitch that...
Yeah, dude.
To me so nicely.
Cool.
Yeah. But we need to be closing out anyway.
And you knocked it out of the park.
So I want to remind everybody, get down to Riverside Wine and Spirits this Friday and Saturday, 4 to 6, both days. Friday, they're going to be doing a Wicked Weed tasting.
Ooh.
And they're going to have a chicken cock tasting.
What?
Yeah. Chicken cock. It's apparently a whiskey that I've never heard of. I thought it was, I got excited. I thought it was actual chicken cocks.
Yeah. Right.
But no, it's apparently
not,
a whiskey.
Not fighting cock?
No, it's chicken cock.
Chicken cock.
Yeah.
All right.
I think it's chicken cock. It's not fighting cock.
If you're not
I'm
right.
pretty sure it's chicken cock.
If it's chicken.
Whatever.
We had a whole thing down there today when I was picking up beer, so I'm pretty sure it's chicken cock.
It's chicken cock.
So they're doing
now.
A wicked wheat tasting, and they're doing a chicken cock tasting. And then Saturday, they're going to be doing a wine tasting. I don't know what wineries are down there, but it's a beer show, not a wine show, but you get free wine and sometimes free cheese on Saturdays.
Oh, shit.
That's nice.
They're also doing a vodka tasting on Friday as well.
Yeah, they have tastings down there all
You can go down there and get a pretty good little buzz on for free on Fridays and Saturdays.
I think that's good. You should try going to Publix. They have some
really?
They do tastings, but they don't know they do tastings.
Yeah. Like grapes.
That was good.
Just grab those.
And handful
yeah.
and
yeah.
something.
Why would I buy an empty bag? This is dumb.
Everybody
just toss that out.
Everybody does that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, what else do we need to plug? I want to remind everybody, get to our website, brewchat.com. Like us, subscribe to us, follow us, all that.
Instagram.
Across the board. We're on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, all brewchat, two T's, and at brewchat.com. And again, find us on the Hopped Up Network at thehoppedupnetwork.com. And we thank you guys for joining us. This has been fun.
Yeah, this has been great.
Yeah, man. We're going to have to get you guys back. We got to get you guys back to talk about Infinity War. I'm totally down.
Yeah.
We'll plan that one out.
Yeah, we'll figure that out.
Let us know when you're going, man.
Sure.
I could see it again.
Double take. For sure. Yeah. Well, I'm going to tune us out here, and maybe we'll figure that out. So this has been, episode 138 of the Brew Chat Podcast.
Yeah.